Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Back to it. We're live at the Scarlet Hotel, the Barn Owl. And it is a nice little convention in town, and folks have packed up and have shown out in good numbers. We greatly appreciate it. We've got a signed Tommy Frazier jersey that somebody's going to walk out of this bar with at 6 o'clock. Literally, somebody in this bar is going to walk out with this jersey. And if you're in the neighborhood, you want a chance to get this jersey, you don't have to buy anything. All you do is come say, what's up, put your name in the box, and it gives you a chance for that jersey. You got until 6 o'clock. We'll draw it in the very last segment as we do that. Again, we're located right here at Innovation Campus, just east of the Devaney Center. Great lookout point. They've got other restaurants. You've got the Well and Good restaurant as well. The food is good. The sampling is good. What'd you have, Kenny?
I don't even know.
Yeah.
Something fancy.
Yeah. I love it. Look, I am a simple food
eater. Me too.
And you and I are about to blow up our text line, because you and I are going to agree on something that makes us aliens and outsiders to this space. But I have, in a space, so we were offered beef tartare, and that it's raw. And I said, well, I understand what it's supposed to be, but I like my meat cooked. Cooked. Cooked, cooked.
Well done.
Those two words.
Mine has
you
to be
and
well done.
I are brothers in the well done steak club.
Oh yeah, it has to be well done.
I'm not insane in that.
Oh no, not at all. My meat has to be cooked. Has to be cooked.
I know the text line is gonna go crazy. I know people hate it, but look, in this space, and I would say the Scarlet Hotel is a fancy, like, its restaurants.
Yes,
are fancy food restaurants, right? Like,
yes.
This is. They've got a cornflake crusted chicken tender on the menu.
Cornflake crusted?
Cornflake crusted, right? Which I wasn't saying no to.
I'll pass on that.
But I was curious. I once had in Charlotte, there's a chef, a sous chef that made a Captain Crunch crusted chicken breast.
Captain Crunch?
Oh, let me tell you.
You ate it?
I ate it and celebrated.
Captain Crunch crusted chicken.
Kenny.
See, no.
Kenny.
I just want a plain old chicken breast. I can put some ranch dressing or some ketchup on it.
Well, see, that's why you in the shape you in it. That's why I'm in the shape of it.
That's too fancy.
Look, I went through. I was stunned. I was stunned.
And where was this?
This is in Charlotte, and they also had what they would serve as their main, and it's kind of what everybody came to eat. But on the mashed potatoes, they put blue cheese crumbs in the mashed potatoes. So, you know, the big chunks of blue cheese?
Yeah.
The mashed potato was served up with the blue cheese.
Nah, I don't eat blue cheese on nothing.
Oh, let me tell you.
You a blue cheese guy?
I wasn't until that.
Nah,
they won.
They won?
They won. Like, I thought of myself, I'm a food and beverage snob, but in a previous life, I ran restaurants,
mm-hmm.
and I had this fine dining establishment. It was in the MCI Center where the Wizards and Caps played, and so the Wizards and Caps, this is when Jordan was there,
mm-hmm.
so we fed them, and it was a steakhouse. Downstairs was a steakhouse, upstairs was a sports bar. The steakhouse, like, we had three different freezers of different aged steaks. And so that's where I got to okay, because my sous chef was like, "Yeah, go ahead, cook it well." Like,
who was you cooking it for?
Oh,
for yourself?
He was like,
else?
He was like, go ahead, get yours well done.
Oh, okay.
Like, let me go ahead. I don't care what they say.
Get yours well
done. Go ahead and get yours well done. So there's space in it. I'm glad we got another brotherhood in here.
Oh,
that I don't feel bad.
Of course, it's got to be well done.
Of course, the text line is going to get smart with it. Kent, look, man, we're not going to take money. Kent says this. Says, gentlemen, if your steak is well done, order a hamburger.
I'll eat a hamburger over steak anyway.
Amen.
I'm simple.
Amen. see, this Matt says, well done red meat is not edible. That is not a statement of fact. We're literally telling you, we prefer it.
We prefer it.
We actually prefer it. Krusty.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Dusty, do you put ketchup on your steak?
Yes.
No, I don't.
I do.
I'm okay.
And one of my good friends give me a hard time about it all the time.
See?
Man, you can't put ketchup on no steak. Well, I do.
Look, I want to simplify for people. Eat your food how you like your food.
Exactly.
Kennedy's coach is a grown man. How are you going to tell this man?
I don't tell you how to eat your food.
What was your good luck pregame meal? Like, if you could have anything you want before a game.
So, a lot of people may think I'm crazy, but I didn't eat the day of the game. Whether it's a morning game, a night game.
That is.
I didn't eat. And one of the trainers, Dr. Claire, Claire, team doctor, he asked me, do you still not eat the day of the game? And even though I'm not playing, I don't eat the day of the game. I would, when I played here at the University of Nebraska, and when I played professionally, I didn't eat one thing the day of the game.
Until after the game.
Now,
until after the game.
There was two occasions where I was hungry. Like, if I played here and we were blowing a team out.
Yeah. A hot dog.
Coach Osborne, don't be mad at me, but I'd have somebody bring me a hot dog in the third
quarter.
How
is it that every player who played at the University of Nebraska has a hot dog on the sideline store?
Because you were blowing people out. You weren't in the game.
So once you were done, you just found your way to – you had fans or
yeah,
family?
I would ask a fan, hey, you mind going to give me a hot dog? I'll give you my gloves.
See?
I'll give you this.
See?
But
does that still go on?
No. No. Our players don't – they don't think like that. And we ain't blown too many people out
There's that part. There's that part.
And then when I played up in Canada – there was one game, we were playing Winnipeg.
Yeah.
And I think right before half, they kicked the field goal, missed it. And I'm returning it, and I almost returned it for a touchdown. And I was so tired and dehydrated. That was the only game I ever had an IV and I had to eat something at halftime. That was it. And
so
all my years of playing.
But that makes – there are people who eat before – and they throw it up.
Yes.
So they're playing on an empty stomach anyway, which would make sense. Then what's the ideal – so let's say when you were a Husker, what was your ideal post-game meal?
Well, whatever the team fed us.
What did they generally feed you?
I mean,
I'm sure it wasn't just hot dogs.
No. When I played, it was mostly Valentino's. Valentino's. You know, it was Valentino's every weekend.
Where would you go after games?
Me? Okay, yeah. I'm simple. Yeah. I would, well, so there's a thing called depression eating. And you're losing so much, you go to Wendy's and order three triple stacks.
Understood.
Because you're so mad you keep losing football games. But me, I would just, I'd like to just go to Red Robin and order a plain cheeseburger and eat bottomless fries.
So winning by 30 didn't change your diet?
No.
At all?
No. No. I'll go get wings or a burger.
And then as a pro, you're in the CFL. What was the CFL post-game like?
Pretty much whatever you wanted. You got per diem. If you're on the road, you got per diem. At home, like, I'd pick up some fast food on the way home.
What's the per diem compared CFL to NFL?
There's probably a lot.
Well, I mean, like, now I think it's like $270 a day.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Depending on, like, now the government has said, depending on where you're playing.
Yes.
Because each state has its own regulation. But
even if I got $275 a day, I'm not going to buy no steak. I'm not going to no fancy restaurant.
I understood that. Like, I understood that. Traveling with Washington, traveling with Carolina, you get the per diem.
Yeah.
And plus the hotel. And room service was easy.
And you had the team fed you food, too.
Right. So I don't understand how that was still a thing. This is what we'll do. We've got folks that are filling out their name. They're putting their names in. We'll go to break, and then we'll come back, and we'll actually draw the winner.
Really?
Kenny Wilhite will give away a signed Tommy Frazier jersey to these folks in the room. There's probably 100 folks in here.
Yep.
And quite a few of them put their names in the box. We will promote that. We will push that. And then we'll close out Old School and set us up for the Big Brother, Big Sister event over at the Cosmic Eye from 6 to 7. So we'll be right back here on Old School, 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.